A former head of Israel's spy agency issued a warning to his country, and now he is embroiled in controversy. Meir Dagan was the head of the widely respected agency Mossad, and then he retired, which gave him the freedom to speak openly, a freedom he has repeatedly used. Dagan accused Israel's leaders of a lack of judgment, and he said it was, quote, stupid for Israel to think of a military strike on Iran. Afterward, the government took away his diplomatic passport. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
Last week, at a conference at the Brookings Institution in Washington, former Israeli Army Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi was peppered with questions about his former colleague Meir Dagan. Questions that Ashkenazi avoided answering. He walked away after being surrounded by reporters asking if he agreed with Dagan's recent comments. The former Mossad spy chief's name is on everyone's lips here, with good reason. Dagan was the head of Israel's spy agency for 8 years and has been credited with raising the international prestige of that agency. So it came as a shock to many that upon leaving office, he would talk about one of the most sensitive issues, Iran. In statements over the past few weeks, he has said that a military strike on that nation targeting its suspect nuclear program would be disastrous, and he lambasted the current Israeli leadership for being reckless in pursuing that aim.
Dagan is very popular in Israel, and something like this coming from his mouth is harmful to the prestige of these people in the eyes of the Israeli public.
That's Ronan Bergman, a leading Israeli journalist and author of the upcoming book, Mossad and the Art of Assassination. He says because Dagan is so well respected, his words have been taken very seriously by the public here. Bergman says Dagan has faced a lot of censure for speaking out.
He worked against the code. He, so to speak, spilled out the inner discussion over one of the major subjects.
People close to Dagan say he felt he had to go public about his concerns. According to sources, while in office, Dagan felt he, Gabi Ashkenazi, and the director of the Shin Bet internal security agency, Yuval Diskin, acted as a bulwark against the desire of both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak to strike Iran. But within a few months of each other, all three men retired, leaving what Dagan called a dangerous vacuum. His supporters call him a patriot. Dagan's critics, though, want his head. Danny Danon is the deputy speaker of the Israeli Knesset and a member of Netanyahu's Likud party.
You have a difference between elected officials and people who are nominated. And Dagan was not elected. The government was elected. Prime Minister Netanyahu was elected. And a very important public official should follow the decision of the government, whether he likes them or not.
Danon says legislation should be introduced to bar public officials from making critical statements like Dagan's after they've left office. Ephraim Halevi is also a former head of Mossad. Israel, he says, has to present a united front publicly to an enemy like Iran, whatever the internal divisions.
I don't think it's very wise to discuss the options in this manner. I don't think we have to provide our adversaries with all that information as to our intentions. I don't think it's a very wise thing or necessary thing to give them a timetable of when or when not consider this or that possibility of using this or that force.
Halevi says the Iranians would be well advised not to consider the debate going on in Israel as a sign of weakness. Echoing the Israeli government position, he says, all options remain on the table. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.